All right, awesome listeners, welcome back to Surviving the Sunday Scaries, a weekly reboot, where we turn those end-of-the-week blues into a springboard for an even better week ahead. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, there's nothing like starting the week feeling confident and ready to conquer anything, right? But sometimes, our inner voice can be a real drag, holding us back from shining bright. That's why today we're diving into the power of positive self-talk, because seriously, who doesn't want to feel good about themselves? Listen, I get it. Life throws curveballs, insecurities creep in, and those negative thoughts can sometimes feel like they're on a permanent loop. Ever catch yourself saying things like, I can't do this, or, I'm not good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Those words hold real power. They shape our beliefs and influence our actions. So, what if we flip the script? What if we replace those self-doubts with empowering affirmations that build us up instead of tear us down? That's exactly what positive self-talk is all about, a conscious effort to change the way we talk to ourselves, turning those negative voices into cheerleaders for our success. Let me break it down for you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of positive self-talk. 1. Become aware. The first step is awareness, my friend. Start paying attention to those inner voices. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, jot them down in a journal or simply acknowledge them. Recognizing these patterns helps us break free from their grip. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept negative thoughts as facts, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this? Often, our anxieties are based on assumptions rather than reality. 3. Reframe your language. This is where the magic happens. Swap those negative words for positive ones. Instead of, I can't do this, try, this might be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. See the difference? It's a subtle shift that can make a world of difference in how you feel. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for is a powerful way to boost your mood and self-esteem. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little things add up. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish that project? Stick to your workout routine? Give yourself a high five. Celebrating your wins, big or small, reinforces positive self-belief. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been struggling with confidence lately. She's signed up for an art competition but keeps telling herself she's not good enough. That inner critic is whispering doubts in her ear, making her second-guess everything. But then, she remembers this podcast episode and decides to give positive self-talk a try. She starts by acknowledging those negative thoughts, saying things like, it's okay to feel nervous, but she also reminds herself of her skills and talents. She visualizes herself creating beautiful art and celebrating her success. She practices gratitude for the opportunity to participate in the competition and the joy she finds in expressing herself through art. And guess what? Sarah not only submits her artwork, but she also goes on to win an award. Her confidence soars, and she realizes the power of positive self-talk to unlock her full potential. See, it's about shifting your perspective and embracing the belief that you are capable, worthy, and deserving of success. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. Your words have power. Choose them wisely. Speak kindly to yourself, believe in your abilities, and watch as confidence blossoms from within. You got this. Now, go out there and rock the week with a positive mindset. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build each other up. Catch you next time on Surviving the Sunday Scaries, a weekly reboot.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.